A four-year-old girl visits heaven and returns with verifiable knowledge.
Do angels exist? Are healing miracles real? Is there life after death? Can people get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 25 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Last week, we found out about a little four-year-old that should have died. She fell off a sliding board 9 feet in the air, right onto cement, but floated down. Her position even supernaturally changed in the air, and she said she was rescued by big angels. And I love it when you say it. What did she say?
Six big angels caught me and zoom, took me up to heaven.
This is your granddaughter. Your whole life has been revolutionized.
Absolutely.
Since that. But there was on television a major incident, and we're going to change the name of the person, but she talked with this person in heaven. Tell me about that.
Yes, this happened probably just either before she was born or right after she was born, but she met this child. He was one of the eight boys and eight girls that she met in heaven, and his stepfather shot him with a long, long, long gun. He was a mean man. He shot this little boy in the face with a long, long gun. And it was in all the newspapers. This man, she told us, he also killed three police officers. And this was all over the, it was all over the Tampa area, but it was also in network news. This man was severely hated because of killing the police officers. She talked to this boy in heaven, and she called him Bangy because his favorite toy to play with, that he had actually left it in Ohio when he moved to Florida, was a little red plastic water pistol, and he liked to play with that little gun. And it was actually put in his casket and buried with him. He had just talked to his grandmother on the phone the day before he got shot and said, and she told him she'd mail him his toy. And so he was taken home to Ohio to be buried, and she put it in the casket with him.
But Victoria knew about this toy, and there's no way she could have known about it.
No, she knew that was his favorite toy. In fact, he apparently had a little play gun that he was running around playing with in heaven. I think you have the desires of your heart, and that was his favorite little thing.
And now she's had many trips to heaven.
Yes, she has.
Tell me about a very special trip that she had where she saw someone very close to you.
Well, this was while she was at the baby place where the little children go to after they're healed in the first baby place. These children have beautiful rooms, and my mother and my brother had died the year before. Both of them came over. A lot of her relatives were over at the baby place, and she was telling her mother.
So she could see these people?
Oh, they came. They were there at this baby's room, and they all played. God came. Jesus was there. They were all dancing and singing and having a wonderful time, and God had hugged my mother and my brother and my father. He was hugging everybody while he was over there. And her mother said, well, did God hug anybody else? And she says, well, God hugged everybody. He hugged Granny and everybody and Majo's son. She said, whose son? She said, Majo's son. Majo's beautiful, beautiful son. And Sandy thought she meant my brother. She said, oh, you must mean Uncle Harry. It just came crashing on me suddenly. The Lord had tendered me up to this point so it would be brought back to my memory. Over 35 years before, I had aborted a child. And in those days, we just thought it was a lump. And
is there any way Victoria could have known that?
Absolutely not. Nobody knew that.
Nobody?
Nobody.
My goodness. That had to really.
Well, my mother knew, but she died. She had never told anybody. But she woke up the next morning, and I was unconscious on the floor. surrounded by all her sheets, and I had just almost bled to death. I was just almost gone. And I don't remember any of that stuff. I don't remember going to the hospital or anything. But God brought it all to my remembrance slowly. He's slowly bringing more and more things to my remembrance. And I went on up to Canada, and we were in a Todd Bentley meeting, and he was teaching us to see into the supernatural. And I was laying across the chairs, and the Lord showed me my son. He let me see my son at age six or seven. And he was in a lonely place by himself on a rock, and I could see him, that he was yearning for me. He wanted me to think of him. He wanted me to acknowledge him, that when I think of him, he knows that I still love him. And my heart just totally broke. And it was a real awakening time. And the Lord let me see in the same vision a crimson prayer shawl just float in front of my eyes. And it came and wrapped all the way around my body and hugged me in this prayer shawl. And I felt total warmth and love from Jesus and forgiveness. And I felt forgiveness from my son. And I asked him to forgive me, and I have named him.
You know what is so wonderful? This opened up this whole thing for Ma Jo and got her healed.
Yes.
In an area that she had stuffed. But when you find out what these aborted babies really think about their mother, it's going to change some of your lives. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. On today's program, you've heard only a portion of 4.5-year-old Victoria's story about her visit to heaven and back. Call now and get your copy of Six Big, Big, Big Angels and find out the entire story of what she witnessed, heard, and experienced. It's yours for a donation of only $18 postage paid. Ask for order number 1042. This book reveals the reality of heaven, angels, and the loving and merciful nature of God. This is a book that will heal broken hearts. It will bring comfort to those who lost loved ones. Your longing to spend all eternity in heaven with God will be increased. Your fear of death will be overcome. You'll receive answers to these questions. Will we see our loved ones in heaven? What happens to unborn babies in heaven? Do children abandoned by their parents hold contempt in their hearts? Will we look the same in heaven? Where do people live in heaven? What is the throne room of heaven like? What does Jesus look like? Are there gold-paved streets in heaven? Call and get your copy of Six Big, Big, Big Angels for a donation of $18. Postage is included. Or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify order number 1042. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Many have said after reading this book, they began to encounter their own visitations of the heavenly realm. Call or write today for your copy of this life-changing book.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Mary Jo, affectionately called Ma Jo by her granddaughter, Pennington. And her granddaughter should have died. Because she was thrust backwards when Ma Jo fell, and she was on a sliding board, and she went 9 feet down onto cement, should have killed herself or injured herself seriously. But as she fell, she kind of floated down and actually turned position in midair. And then they found out, and her grandfather's an engineer, he says there's no way in the natural that she should have survived. But then they found out, Victoria said, six big, big, big angels caught me. And that's why that happened. And she went to heaven. And since that time, she's had many visitations to heaven. And she comes back with information that only if she had been to heaven could she have known. It's just the most phenomenal thing. But I want to find out, because she doesn't know the word abortion,
no.
But she describes it, unfortunately, so graphically.
Yes.
And what do these babies that have been aborted that are in heaven think of their parents?
Well, I asked her that after she told me about a baby that I knew. And I couldn't deny that baby was there, because I'd found out about her just a couple of weeks before. And she said that she was there and that she had been squeezed out before she could live. And I said, Victoria, do the babies hold it against the mothers for giving them up? And she said, my Joe, the mommies never give up the baby. The mommy will always love the baby, and the baby will always love the mommy. And that was very profound, because many people think of their baby as either non-existent or hating them or holding it against them, but the baby is taught forgiveness by Jesus. Jesus teaches them forgiveness.
Yeah. Now, on another subject that I find very intriguing was that white wedding cake. Tell me about that.
Yes. On the way to the throne room, Jesus took her by to see two things. He showed her a beautiful table, a big, she said 18 times, big table with a big wedding cake all the way up to the sky. I believe that's the wedding table for the marriage supper of the Lamb. The other thing she saw, I saw the honor of the sky. And him have a long beard, and his beard reaches down into the churches. And oil drips down his beard into the churches. When we questioned her about it, she said he makes provision for the churches, that he loves to feed the churches. And we found out that actually is described in Psalm 133. How pleasant it is to dwell in unity. It's like the oil flowing down Aaron's beard.
You know, just as you're sharing that, I literally can feel the presence of God, the oil, as it's referred to in scriptures, just flowing down me. And I believe some of you can experience that oil flowing down you. She also said that they show some of these babies that were aborted, the whole crucifixion scene. Explain that.
The babies are taught about Jesus before they're ever taken to their rooms. They're in this big place where there's babies everywhere. And she said they're everywhere in front. And when she was 4 and a half, she said maybe 66. She felt, you know, that's a big number for her, but there were just millions of babies there. But the babies are shown on like a, it's as big as the sky. But it's like a screen, but they come out and they're real. They're actually taken to where Jesus was born. They're taught to worship him by the shepherds. The shepherds actually come and worship him, and when they actually worship and praise him as the shepherds do. The babies learn that then. They go with him through his life. They see the whole thing, and they see him beat, and the babies are appalled. They're just heart. Their little hearts are broken. They watch him be beat and spit upon. And then they watch him be crucified, and they're just so heartbroken, and they're crying. And then they see him rise from the dead, and they're cheering and praising God. And these little babies are taught the plan of salvation right there before they ever go out of that instructional area where they were healed by Jesus. And they have hearing and sight and speech. They even have little teeth to eat with. That is all given to them right when he makes them whole. They are made whole, but they're
so
still
there. So there's garbage can babies he makes whole.
He makes them whole. Whatever was done to them, if they were torn apart, whatever, each part of their body is perfected.
And they don't hold anything against their parents.
They love their mother. They keep up with their mother. They keep up with their grandparents. They know who their father is, even if the mother doesn't know.
You know, this happened, started when Victoria was 4. Today she is 7, and we had another home video of Victoria talking about what they see. It's almost like, you know, the movie The Passion. They see something much better than The Passion portrayed. Let's go to that clip right now.
While you were watching this, when he was raised from the dead, what did they do then?
They were yelling, yay, he's alive! Yay, he's alive! And you were like standing up with your little feet up.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace.
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
Адам хадаш эхад.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, SidRoth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to SidRoth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Mary Jo Pennington, known as Ma Jo, and her granddaughter frequently goes to heaven. And what a blessing you have to be able to talk to her. And you, what you told me is she doesn't like to look up, because when she looks up, she's in heaven.
Yes.
So, I mean, if she wants to be just, you know, playing with her rabbits and her little horsies, she's, you know, like a normal, well, she's seven now.
Yes.
But it must be, there's so many things in this book and experiences that she had, and people are saying when they read this book, heaven becomes so real to them, because it's from the eyes of a four-year-old.
Yes.
But how about music? Did she hear any music in heaven?
Well, as a matter of fact, just as she was leaving the little girl's place, she wanted to explore. She was looking for the boys' section, and as she walked through, glancing at their rooms, she heard some music, and she said it wasn't like anything she had ever heard on the earth. It was really beautiful, beautiful music. And she went and looked in a window, and she saw that there was a teenage boy in there writing a song, and Jesus was helping him. And Jesus' rainbow was actually changing the color of the room to different colors as it emanated out from him. It comes out. It isn't static. It comes away from him in glory. The glory colors roll from him like they're alive. And his room was changing colors. But they invited her in. And as she went in, she had picked up some gold dust. It's everywhere, all over heaven. She had some in her hand. And as she went in, Jesus and the teenage boy asked her to fix the old instrument he was playing because it was broken in two. And she reached out with her hand with that gold dust in it and touched it. And zoop, went back together. That's how she said it. And so then she and Jesus went on over to the throne room from there. And as Jesus walked into the throne room, he had this massively large rainbow circling him. And as the front edge of his rainbow touched the massive, awesome glory of God that emanates from him, their two rainbows combined, and it was like an explosion of color, like fireworks, and they more or less danced together. The colors were like living colors, and they more or less danced together and made fireworks, colors she had never seen. And then she saw a place in front of the throne that was like a lake, and she said they were dancing on the water. She thought it was water, and it was the crystal sea. And one day, beside the pool, she stretched her arms out as though she was holding on to somebody on both sides of her. And she did a very graceful, beautiful turnings and wonderful dancing, much like the Hebrew dancing. But they were doing this on the Crystal Sea, and she did that with them on the Crystal Sea.
Do you or did she get any insight as to what she's being prepared for? I mean, this is a highly unusual thing. She's a highly favored young girl.
Yes.
What is she being prepared for?
She made the statement not 2 weeks ago, I was sent back here to preach. I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to be a lady pastor. But she knows that she's not ready now. She says, I don't have the power yet. And I know God will let her know that when the power comes upon her, then she'll preach. But she's very private now.
Now I'm reminded of this. You took her to a Messianic Jewish synagogue, and she saw the circle Jewish dances.
Yes, it was
it similar to what was in heaven?
Actually, yes, it was almost identical. And when they had, it was at Hanukkah, they had some songs in Hebrew up on a screen, which we couldn't see because there were very tall people in front of us, and they were, as they were dancing, everybody in the congregation was singing three songs in Hebrew. As she was singing every word in Hebrew, and everybody on both sides of her could hear her singing it, and we have no idea how she knew that. And later on questioning her, she admitted that she had sung those songs when she was on the Crystal Sea with the saints.
My goodness. Speaking of Jewish songs, you had a dream about Israel.
Yes,
tell me about
it. I did. I dreamed that my husband and myself and Victoria and her mommy, Sandy, were in Israel. And we were about to go into Jerusalem, and we were being bombed. Planes came over and bombed, and a lot of people were hurt, and we were hurt. And we had hidden in this little garage, and as we stepped out, the atmosphere was thick, like Jell-O, not quite as firm as Jell-O, but you could feel the atmosphere was thick. You could see stuff floating in the atmosphere, like we could see the DNA and the cells and the atoms and rainbows floating, and a voice came out of the atmosphere and said, "Drink in, open your mouth, drink in my protoplasm, drink in my DNA, drink in my atoms and cells and rainbows." And as we did, we were pulling them to our mouth and opening our mouth and breathing it in and swallowing. We were made totally whole. All of our hurts were healed. We were made to feel so light and airy and full of energy that we could have floated to Jerusalem. We were so airy and full of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. It was just an awesome experience in this dream. I don't know what it means, but I do know that God's presence is all around us at all times. I believe we're surrounded by His DNA that will heal us if we just receive it into ourselves.
You know what thought I'm having as you're talking about this? I'm thinking about the book of Esther. And remember, Esther soaked for 6 months in oil of myrrh. And then 6 months in perfume, and all the virgins were just soaking in this oil. And as Majo it was sharing this dream that she had, I really believe that it is possible to soak in the presence of God.
Yes.
And take... you know what? I can vision this. I can vision, you know, if someone's going in for an operation, they might put a mask on with something so they'll go to sleep. And what you do is you breathe in deep.
You breathe in.
And when you breathe this in, before you know it, the bad stuff's all over. Well, I believe that that's what Esther was breathing in. That's what all the virgins in the land were breathing in. And that's what not just the people of Israel, but wherever you live, I believe that it's possible for you to breathe in rarefied air. What is this rarefied air? It's the air of heaven.
Yes.
And when this life just comes into you, it's like a river, and it will heal wherever this river goes. I'm reminded of Ezekiel. Are you familiar with that? Where the water from the temple went up to the ankles and then to the knees, and then they had to swim. I mean, we're hearing such horrible things going on in the world. We're hearing about potential nations, rogue nations trying to, that are going to bomb other nations.
Yes.
We're hearing about bird flu. We're hearing about earthquakes and hurricanes and volcanoes. We're hearing about things going on in the economy. We're hearing about terrorists. I mean, you can hear enough stuff to go, abyssal meshuga. That's crazy. But what if we could breathe in the life of God?
Yes.
Why don't you do that right now? The life of God has a name. In Hebrew, it's Yeshua.
Yes.
In English, it's Jesus. Just picture that mask going over your face, and you're breathing in the life of God. And you say, "Thank you, Yeshua." And I believe that every time you breathe in more of God's life, wherever the river goes, Ezekiel 47 tells us, there is life. And wherever God goes, there is life. One more quick thought about heaven.
Well, heaven is got so much joy. She spent so much time with the children. The children can jump into a rainbow, and they can swim, fly up to a cloud, and on that cloud are waiting for them a lot of those little animals, and they all get together and they slide back down the other side of the slide. And there are two different places she mentioned landing. She lands in piles of gold dust, and sometimes they land in the river and just float down the river back to the baby place. But the essence of heaven is thicker than the essence of earth. The air is thicker. And the presence of God and Jesus is really thick. And when she's on his lap, it flows between God and her. It's like a substance. When he says, I love you, Victoria, a substance flows into her. And when she says, I love you, Father, it flows back to him. When she would say, Jesus, I love you, it would flow between them. She thought their cheeks would be wet because that substance that she saw around them. It smells good, it tastes good, and she can hear angels in it.
Listen, God is good. Have you been breathing in that rarefied air? It's in Yeshua's name.
Yes.
There is life in his name, healing in his name.
On today's program, you've heard only a portion of 4.5-year-old Victoria's story about her visit to heaven and back. Call now and get your copy of Six Big, Big, Big Angels and find out the entire story of what she witnessed, heard, and experienced. It's yours for a donation of only $18 postage paid. Ask for order number 1042. This book reveals the reality of heaven, angels, and the loving and merciful nature of God. This is a book that will heal broken hearts. It will bring comfort to those who lost loved ones. Your longing to spend all eternity in heaven with God will be increased. Your fear of death will be overcome. You'll receive answers to these questions. Will we see our loved ones in heaven? What happens to unborn babies in heaven? Do children abandoned by their parents hold contempt in their hearts? Will we look the same in heaven? Where do people live in heaven? What is the throne room of heaven like? What does Jesus look like? Are there gold-paved streets in heaven? Call and get your copy of Six Big, Big, Big Angels for a donation of $18. Postage is included. Or you can write to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify order number 1042 or log on to SidRoth.org. Many have said after reading this book, they began to encounter their own visitations of the heavenly realm. Call or write today for your copy of this life-changing book.
If you're encouraged and helped by these television programs, please consider assisting us with future productions. Send your tax-deductible gift to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Call toll-free at 1-800-548-1918 or visit our website at sidroth.org.